ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Menachos Daf Chaf Dalet. Maris brings the suffix of Isarin Shecholkai, V'nichoi Bibisa, and if Tfuliyam touches one, is he mitami the other? That we find that there's a Milo Bakoidesh, that a Kli is Mitzarif Masha B'Soichai, is only when they're noigeya, or when they're not, or even when they're not noigeya. The Gemara's machriya that even when they're not noigeya, the kli could still be mitzarif them. So there's a first very basic question in pshat. The Gemara here had it sad to say that the kli is only mitzarif them when they're noigeya. If they're noigeya, why do we need the kli to be mitzarif them? It's one oichel. It all touches each other, so then it's one oichel. So even that, even without the kli, even if it would not be munach in a kli. If a tefuliyim touches one half, avadi's mitami the other half. Elamai tzmuchach in our Gemara, Taisus and Chulin and Kuf Yud Chesem and Beis, Devri Amatzchil, Ein. Taisus Moichiach from our Gemara, a klal and tumas oichlin, that it's not, if you have two different foods that are separate, just they're touching each other, and a tummy touches one, he's not mitami the other one. In order for oichel to be considered one oichel, that the negi of the tummy is the negi in all of the oichel, it's not enough that the food touches each other. Food needs to be attached. It needs to be attached in the sense that when you pick up one, the whole thing comes with it. If you pick up part of it and the other part stays on the bottom or it gets detached, then it's not enough of a level of being attached to be considered one oichel. That's Taisin Minach in Chulin is Machiach from our Gemara, Raim Muchachas. That even when the oichel was touching each other, we still needed to come on to the fact that the kli is mitzarif in order that the tefuliyim should be mitami. But myself, maskana, the din that tefuliyim is mitami is not only in that case, even in the case when they're not touching. That's mavur in our Gemara. But it's also mavur that, as Rabbi Malin points out in Simin Lamenches, that even though we do not need food to touch in order to be considered one, but klabi the tzir of the kli, the fact that food is touching does make it more connected. There's a tzad here to say that the kli is only mitzarif the food when they're touching. When they're not touching, the kli is not mitzarif. So we see that when food is touching each other, it's closer to become one. So that when it's in a kli, the kli could be mitzarif. Kamash malon lemaisa the kli is mitzarif even if the food is not touching bechlal. Now we come to the next topic of the Gemara. Gemara declares if you put put in another chatzi sarin that's not part of this mincha, you put it in the kli. Is the kli also mitzarifit? Gemara answers that no, that kli is only mitzarif something that needs to be in the kli. Something that does not need to be in the kli is not mitzarif. So Taisus asks over here, that's before in our Gemara, that ain't zarech kli, ain't kli mitzarifit. And yet, Reish Lakish in Chagiga and Daf Chagim Amud Beis holds that even if Ein Tzarech L'Kli, Kli is Mitzarefai. It's a Dindra Rabbanon. But even in things that are not needed to be in the Kli is still Mitzaref. It doesn't stem with our Gemara. Our Gemara is Mavur, that is not Mitzaref. So the first Teretz of Taisus is that in Echalami there's a Machlaikas. And the Gemara Bayas holds that the other Teretz of the Gemara in Chagiga, and Lefizeh, we don't find that a Kli is Mitzaref and things that are not Roy L'Kli. Only things that are tzarech l'kli, the kli is mitzarif. That's the first teretz of Taisus. Taisus has another teretz that there's two different types of things that are einu tzarech l'kli. The Gemara there is referring to shari mincha, which is something that needed to be in a kli. Originally, the whole mincha needed to be in a kli. Just after you do kmitza, it's no longer necessary to stay in the kli. But v'yisayit is a davar tzarech l'kli. So on there, Reish Lakish says that it's mitzarif midrabanan. Hashengi in the Gemara Bayas is referring to something which does not need to be in the Kli Bechlal. It never needed to be in the Kli with these things. And in that, the Maskan of the Gemara is that it's not Mitzarif. So again, so it comes out of Taisus that the din that a Kli is Mitzarif, Mash'eino Tzarech L'Kli, the first Teretz of Taisus is Machlikas, between the Gemara Bayas and Reish Lakish and Chagiga. And the second Teretz that everyone agrees that it is and everyone agrees that it's not, depends in which way the Tzarech L'Kli. When it used to be part of, when it used to need the kli like shari mincha, then it's always mitzarif, even though right now it no longer needs to be in a kli. But something that never needs to be in this kli is not mitzarif. However, there is another teretz in the Rishonim. Kayer here in Golian Hashas is mitzayin to the Rash in Tyrus, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Rash has another teretz to this kasha. That the man damer tzir of kli der writes, then there were machmir even when ain't a royal kli to say that midra rabbanon it's mitzarif. But the Gemara by us is going on man damer that the tzir of kli is not der raisa, and therefore it was ain't a royal kli they did not make tuma b'chol. That's the teretz of the Rash and Tyrus. When it's a teretz in Chagiga, Tafchav Gimel and Beis also says this teretz. That you always go down one level by ain't a tzarich l'kli. If, when tzarich l'kli is deraisa, so ain't a tzarich l'kli is drabanon. But if tzarich l'kli itself is drabanon, so ain't a tzarich l'kli is tarot entirely. There's another teretz in the Rishonim to this question. But on the Gufa Sugya by us, it holds that by ain't a tzarich l'kli, ain't a kli mitzarifay. So the Turiyevin in Chagiga and Daf Chavdalad has a very good question. The Mishnah there says in the last parak of Chagiga, that Chaymer b'Kodesh mi b'Truma. There are 10 chumras of Kodesh more than Truma. And one of them is that by Kodesh, the Kli is mitzarif for Tumah, and by Truma, the Kli is not mitzarif. So asks the Turiyevin, by Truma, we never find that Truma is something which is tzarech l'Kli. You never have a truma which needs to be in a kli. If you want, you can put truma in a kli. But there's never a din to put truma in a kli. So in Cain, what's the chaymer of kodesh over truma that kodesh is mitzarif? Even by kodesh, it's only mitzarif when it's tzarech l'kli. And that you never have by truma. So we don't find that kodesh and truma have the same case, and we're more machmir in kodesh than we are by truma. No, Pashat, the case that you have by Kodesh, which is Mitzarif, we never ever find by Truma. That's a question that he asks. Good question. Such a good question that Turiyevin answers it in the Hanami. You're right. The reason the Mishnah put it there is agav the rest of the things in the Mishnah. Really, you can't say that this itself is a Chaymer and Kodesh over Truma, because you don't have the right Gehechitimsa by Truma. It could be the only reason by Truma that we don't have this, says the Turiyevin, is because there's no case. Because there's no case by Truma, which is something that needs to be in a kli. That's the teretz of the Turiyevin. However, the Mikdash David and Siman Lamed Zayin of Katan Dalad says in Afgamina that Bikurim have the same din as Truma, all the same dinim and the same chumras as Truma, and Bikurim need to be in a kli. Hatene is a kli, a sal, a basket you bring the Bikurim in. So therefore, also by Truma, we have a case, Truma Tzarech L'Kli, the Hainu Bikurim, and still it's Amit Tzarif. So now we have the Choymer in Kodesh over Truma, that Kodesh is Mitzarif and Truma is not Mitzarif. It's very Gershmak Ateretz of the Mikdash David. However, we see between the lines of Mikdash David, the way that he understood the Klal of Tzarech L'Kli. He understood Kaneer, the Klal of Tzarech L'Kli, means it needs to be in a Kli. There's a din to put the Bikurim in a Kli. However, from the Turiyevin in the Chagiga and the Afchav Gimel base, it's before that he understood that the Pshad in Tzarech L'Kli means you need the Kli to be Mekadeshit. It only gets Kedusha Ayidei the Kli. That's the Pshat in the words of Tzarech L'Kli. So it's Mela by Bikurim, that's not Shaykh. Bikurim don't get their Kedusha Ayidei the Kli. There's a din to put them in the Kli when you bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, and for Tnufa, they need to be in a Kli. But there's no din that they need to get their kedusha idea kli. So it's Kanira, the Turiyevin was a shitase. The Turiyevin did not say the teretz of the Mikdash David that we're talking about by Bikurim, because the Turiyevin understood that the klal of tzarech l'kli means something that needs to get kedusha idea kli. Turiyevin there says it's similar to ketores al atzad that tziruv kli is daraisa. Gemara learns out of the pasuk of kaf achas mleya ketores by the Nesiim. And there the Ketores got the Kedusha Idei the Kli. That's how the Turiyevin says it. So that's the whole klal that you need to be Tzarech L'Kli is Dumi the Ketores. So there he got the Kedusha Idei the Kli. Shengen the Mikdash David held that the klal of Tzarech L'Kli is things that just need to be in a Kli together. But lav dafka that he gets is Kedusha Idei the Kli. Maybe the Mikdash David was able to answer that the Choymer of Kodesh over Truma was by Bikurim. Rabbi Malin in Simla Menches says another teretz to this question. He's back to the Lashon HaMishnah there. says that Kli Mitzarif Masha B'Soichai Likoidesh. Chorda Misha should say Bakoidesh. By Kodshim, the Kli is Mitzarif. What does the Mishnah say Lakoidesh? For Kodesh. Says Rav Leib that this din, that Kli is Mitzarif, is a unique Tumo Lagabe Kodesh. Only Lagabe Kodshim it's Tomei. It's not that by Kodshim who said this din. It's Tomei Lagabe Dine Kodshim. Says in Nafkamina, this is the Nafkamina in the Hemshecha Gemara, as we'll see, that if this, there are two halves of the Yisarin, and the Tfuli Yod touches one, and the other one is Tame, it's only Tame Lagabi Kodesh. But if now that second one, which the Tfuli Yod did not touch, but it came Nitma, day the din of Tzir of Kli, if that goes and touches Chulin or Truma, the Chulin or the Truma will be Tar. Because it's not just the way a Tumma that was said that Kodshim or Makabal Tumma this way. It was Legabe Dine Kodesh, it's Tomei. But Legabe, everything else is considered Torah. So Melech Miyad Yushuv Kash of the Turei Evin. In a Hanami, it's not Shaykh, this same Tzir that we have by Kodesh, by Tumma. By, you never have a Tumma which is Tzarech Lekli. But that's not the point of the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is coming to say that there's a choymer in kodesh legabe kodshim tzir of kli is mitame only legabe kodesh. When this thing becomes tame, it won't even be mitame truma. It's only legabe dine kodesh we look at it as being tame. Legabe everything else we look at it as being tar. So that's a unique choymer that was said by kodesh, because the kodesh itself that has this that gets this tuma legabe truma is considered tar. So that's a choymer that you have by kodesh more than truma. That's a Gevalt Kapshat that he wants to say in the Mishnah of Emelitz Miyushev, the question of the Turei Evin. In the Rambam, it seems he had a new Girsa in the Gemara, at least a new Pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam, in Perek Yud Beis, Ovos HaTumah, Alocha Ches, says, Hayu Shnei HaTiburin B'Toyich HaKli, B'Dover Acher B'Neyen, B'Nid Mo'echa Mishneyen. So you have the two halves of the Mincha and a Kli, and you have something else between them. And then one of the halves of the Mincha got Tomei. So you have the two halves of the mincha and something else in the middle. If the thing in the middle is something which is tzarech l'kli, so then also it becomes tamei, and then also the other half of the mincha becomes tamei. But if the thing in the middle is eino tzarech l'kli, so it itself does not become tamei. And Mimela, also the second half of the Mincha doesn't become Tami. So as the Kesher Mishnah explains, Rambam learned that the Nidon of the Gemara, Rambam learned that Hoshit Dover Acher Beinehem. Something else was Beinehem, was between the two halves of the Mincha. And the question is, does that make a Hefsik? Because there's something else there, and it's Eino Tzarech Lekli, so it could be that it makes a Hefsik in the two halves of the Mincha. And now we can't look at the two halves of the Mincha as being Mitzuruf, because there's something splitting them up. And that's the Rambam Paskins, that when it's Eino Tzarech L'Kli, so it makes a Hefsik. And therefore, the second half of the Mincha is not in the Kabbal Tumah. What the big Chiddush in this, to me, is that the way that the Chibur works, the Tzir of Kli, I don't think that it works in any specific way. If you have, let's say, you have the two halves of the Mincha and there is an inch between them. So we look at it at Kilu, the two things got closer, like Lavur, and that's how they got connected. It could be. But they could also there. You could also make a big semicircle from one to the other and connect them that way. You can connect them any way that you want. It's true in certain things have a specific way they need to get connected, like lavud. So that's what's not when they're within three tefachim of each other. And there are many rishonim say that if something is in between the two things, you want to connect either lavud, you can't because it makes a hefsik. So that I understand because the exact connection is because their proximity to each other. And the word of lavud is that same as Rishonim say that you look at it at kilu, you attach one to the other. So there's something in the middle, and then you can no longer look at them as being attached. That's all very good. But here, this kli, it could have the two halves of the mincha could be on the opposite sides of the kli. The kli could be 10 feet long, and they could be on opposite sides of the kli. And there's still mitzuref. So how do we connect the lines between the two halves of the mincha for any way that we want? We could go a circle, we could go a straight line, we could go a diagonal line. We can make any form of connection that we want to connect these two things. So the fact that you stick something in between them, I don't know, that should make a problem. They could be mitzuruf on top of that thing. on top of the thing that's being masked between them. Many ways we could still find a tziruf. That's what I would have thought. But in the Rambam Mitzvah, we're not that way. It's the Rambam Mitzvah before that you take the closest connection between them, and that's how they connect. And if something is stuck in between them, so that makes a hefsek. And the next topic of the Gemara that said that the Tfuyim sticks his finger inside, even without touching, that they're tummy. The Gemara says it's not that way. The only thing that's mitame me'avira is kli cheres, and it's not a kli cheres. So the Turi Evin in Chagig and Daf Chav Dalet and Hashmotos asks that on the havmin of the Gemara that is mitame even me'avira, like a kli cheres. So how does that stem with the Gemara earlier at Tzad that you need dafka noigim zebize? Without noigim, it's not mitame. Hare, if it's mitame me'avira, then once the Tvulyeh puts his hands inside, so it'll be tummy. So why should we need them to be touching? The whole avir becomes tummy. What's in you that the two halves should be touching? So Turi Evin says, enough, there's enough kamina in the din of teich teichai. If anyone remembers from the beginning of Zvachim, Zvachim Dav Gimel. Then there is that teich teichai is not mitame in a kli cheres. So he says, what happens if you have a case of the two things, one is in an outer kli and one is in the inner kli? So the Tvulyeh sticks his hand inside and touches the one in the outer kli. So that won't be mitame in the inner kli. Even in the tzad that it's mitame like a kli cheres, right? Teich teichai is not mitame. So it won't be mitame things in the inner kli. And yet, says the Turi Evin, the din that kli's mitzarif will be mitzarif. The outer kli's mitzarif, both of them. There's no nafkamina that half of it is in the inner kli. As long as both of them are in the confines of the outer kli, that could be mitzarif, both of them, for the din of kli mitzarif. But for the din of kli cheres, even on the tzad, that it's fully, that we're mitame here, like a kli cheres, that here is mitame, but if it's teich teichai, so there it won't be mitame. Oh. The next topic of the Gemara is tziruf kli daraisa or only derabbanan? Is it only derabbanan and it's a chumra that was said lagabi tuma, like Rashi says? Even works me daraisa. And the nafkamina is that you could do kmitza, even though the mincha is not touching each other, it's on two different sides of the kli. But because it's all considered together, I date the din of tziruf kli, so you could be kmitz from one side of the one from one half of the mincha, now it'll work for a kmitz of the whole kli. Maskana the Gemara is that it's tiboyulach. It's a suffix. Gemara was not patient whether tziruf is daraisa or derabbanan. However, the Mefarshim ask a steer in the Rambam. Mitzarecha, the Rambam brings down the suffix of our Gemara, a suffix whether you could do kmitza. Means that the Rambam is mesupik the halacha whether tziruf kli is daraisa or derabbanan. And yet the Rambam in Perek Yudbeis, the Shara of Satuma, the Rambam says that there are 11 milos that the Chachamim made in Kodesh more than Truma. And then Halacha Zayin, he says that a kli mitzarif mashav b'seichel a Kodesh avaloi l'truma. One of these 11 milos is that a kli is mitzarif mashav b'seichel. The Rambam concludes in this Halacha, kol ha-milos shall divrein him. All of the milos are midrabbanon. The remez yesh l'mayla zuba toira. This mila of that kli mitzarif has a remez in the Torah. Kaf achas asar azov mleya k'toyres omru chachomim koma shebekaf arei k'guf echad. This one has a remez in the Torah that everything that's in one kaf is considered like one. So this one has a remez, but it's clear in the Rambam that it's Rabbanon. Kol ha'mayilu shol divrei So it's Arechot before in the Rambam that it's Rabbanon. And so in Kain, so how could the Rambam by us bring the suffix whether you could do kmitza? If all it is Rabbanon, so why do you can't do kmitza? So Rabbi Malin in Simon Lam and Ches says a big yisai to explain the Rambam. That there's two inyanim of tziruf kli. One is when things that are not touching, to consider them like a kilu, they're touching. And another thing is that tziruf kli makes them that they're one heftza. As we said by Tuma, the din is that you need one heftza. That taste is in Chulin, is Mechiach, from Argamar, from other places, that the only time that food is considered one is if it's mechubar. It's not enough that two pieces of food are touching each other. They need to be mamish mechubar to be considered one. And when the tuliyum touches one, even the other one is tummy. That is the klal by tuma. However, by kmitza, there's no klal that the two chatzayser need to become one. They need to be mechubar. Even if they're not mechubar, as long as they're touching, you could do a kmitza. A raya gdoyle to this is the din of minchas chayte. Minchas chayte, one mandamer says you don't even put water inside. As you mentioned yesterday's shir, chareva mikol davar. It has to be entirely dry. So you take a lot of flour that's dry. It's not one chef. So you pick up some of the flour. The rest of the flour doesn't come with it. It will be detached. It's not one chefza of flour. Bishlam alaman d'amar that you put in water, so you made it into a dough, so now it's one chefza. But if you're putting no water inside, so it's not one chefza. You do kmitza. You do kmitza from one, that's not going to be considered one chefza lagabe tumma. So for kmitza, you don't need to be one chefza. Like you need by tumas eichlin. By kmitza, for kmitza to work from one after the other, it's enough that they're touching each other. As long as they're touching, then it's good enough. That's also Meduk and Rashi in the Savik of the Gemara. By Kmitza, Rashi says, the end of the Ramashot, Siruf Kli De'araisa, Tavi Ki'ilu Noigin, Kmitza Me'ayasehi. The Tzatzeh that works, that Ki'ilu, they're touching each other. The Rashi also goes on, later on in the Gemara, the Gemara brings a Rai from the Pasuk that it works, Rashi says, Do me the Beitz Kalim, Kagoyim De'ein Noigin Zebazeh. Before that by the chisaron is only because they're not noigin. What we're looking for is a negia. That'd be kmitza, it's enough that there's a negia. As long as they're touching each other, then you could do kmitza on one on the other. So the need in that tziruf kli was going to work for kmitza, we only needed the tziruf kli to make it ki'ilu nagia dodi. That was the need under the Gemara there. Lashayenke in legabi tuma, there I need to say that it's mechuber, that it's one chefza. So says Rav Leib Das Rambam, that the tziruf kli has the ability to make it that it's mechuber, that only drabonim. That there's no tzad that it's deraisa. But that the tziruf kli should make it kilu nagi adadi, that the Gemara added suffik, and it's that saying that could work me deraisa. This is the Malach of Rav Leib Malin. I found that also the stipler in Siman Tazayin says the same Malach. With this, he wants to answer the question of Taisus. Taisus asks a steer in Rav Kahana, but Rav Kahana by us is mesupik, whether it's tziruf kli is deraisa drabonim. Rav Kahana says in Chagiga and Dafchav Gimel Min Beis that tziruf kli is drabona. So what's the steer in Rav Kahana? Is he mesupik or he also bevada that it's drabona? So Taisa says that even though Rav Kahana there brought a raya that it's drabona, but the Gemara was manches raya, and therefore he was mesupik whether it's deraisa drabona. That's the teretz of Taisa. But the stipler says that with this mahalach it's miyushuv lahafli. The sugyan in Chagiga is hanging medin tumma. And that you need it to be mechuber, guf echad. And that Rav Kahana held that it's drabona. Shenkin, the needin by us, we do not need to be kiguf echad, like one chefza. As long as there's a negia, that was enough. And that Rav Kahana was istaka as a suffix, whether it's teretz or drabona, and that's where the Rambam paskens. That's his teretz of the stipler and Rav Leib Malin. The Chafetz Chaim says another teretz is during the Rambam. He says that even though the Gemara by us was mesupik, whether Tziruf Kli is Daraisa, that the only way that Kmitza could work when you're Mechalik the Yisoran is if Tziruf Kli is Daraisa. That's in the Havmin of the Gemara. But once the Gemara at the end, the Gemara says, my Havyala, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Minah Mechuber, Gemara wants to learn that from there that you could do Kmitza even if you split up the Yisoran. So the Maskanus of Gemara, you no longer need to command that Tziruf Kli Daraisa like the Sugi and Chagiga. Here it can work for a different reason. That the level of chibur that you need doesn't mean touching. The level of chibur me is enough that they're in the same kli. A different mahalach, a different way to explain why you could do kmitza. You don't need negia. Efshar, because they're in the same kli, that they're enough connected to each other, enough shaykh to each other, say you could do a kmitza from one on the other. That's the teretz of the Chafetz Chaim. As we said, the maskan of the Gemara is that it's a suffix, and that's why the Rambam paskins. The Rambam says that you should not be makter the kaimetz. And if you were, so the kaimetz, it's mehortza nincha, but it's also to eat the shirai. That's the psak of the Rambam. So well, why is it hortza the mincha? It says the kesef mishnah. Because by the shita, the Rambam is all throughout Sefer Avodah, the Rambam paskins, any suffix in the Gemara, the Rambam says you should not do it, but if you did it, it's kosher b'dieved, hortza. Good. So far, so good. So why can you not eat the shirayim? Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's learned from Din HaSamuch, from the previous halacha the Rambam wrote. Which previous halacha is he referring to? So the Pasuk B'Shalak, the Zeich Yitzchak says, Zeich Yitzchak in Sinenun, Sefkatim Gimel, says, referring to halacha Chaf, when there's a psul in the Shirayim, the din is that you can be makter the Koimetz. If you makter the Koimetz, it's Hortze, but it's not makter the Shirayim. The Zeich Yitzchak asks, Heino Doime, and there's a psul in the Shirayim. There's no psul in the shirayim. The problem is in the koimetz. And if you say the koymitz is kosher, then it should also be matir the shirayim. So the Zeicher Yitzchak wants to mechadish, but that's a Rambam, that's a Kesef Mishnah, that the chisorin of mina mechuber that has to be touching is taken out of chisorin in the koymitz. It's in the chisorin in the way the koymitz can't be matir the mincha, can't do away from the shirayim. Because it wasn't connected to the shirayim b'shas k'mitza, so it can't be matir the shirayim. The great chidushim that he wants to say. The more pashtim shad in the Rambam or the Chazon Ish writes is that about the problem of k'mitza shloim min hamechuber is a problem no k'mitza, but it's a suffik in the Gemara as we said, and a suffik the Rambam passes that l'chatchila you don't do, but the yevet hortze. That the Rambam passes that the yevet hortze is only that the carbon is kosher. You don't need to bring another carbon. But the B'dievet Hortz doesn't allow you to go with the Shirayim, or Huadin by a Zevach. When we say the Zrika is kosher B'dievet, when there's a suffix, and you did it, so that it's kosher that in that you don't need to bring another carbon. That's the Kesef Mishnah that says, somewhere else, that the Iker Dina, that B'dievet Hortz says, we can't force you to bring another carbon, because it might be Chulin Ba'azara. But it won't be Matri the Shirayim Ba'achila. That's the hardest thing about Shad in the Rambam. Shaila is why the Kesef Mishnah did not say that. The Kesef Mishnah said that's learned from the din of Psul and the Shirayim. Divrei Kesef Mishnah over here is Sarach Bir. That's a heart of the Pasuk Shad in the Rambam. Another point here, in the Gemara, Rava wanted to bring a Raya that Tzirv Kli is the Araisa from the Braisa that says, it learns out of a Pasuk from Heir Min HaMechuber, Shaliyav Yitzharim B'Shnei Kelim. Says Rava, the only Chitzharim is Shnei Kelim, but if it's Kli Echa Dumi D'Shnei Kelim, so then it's Mitztarif. So we see that Sir Kli is Daraisa. And Abayi said there's no Raya. There can be talking about like a Kfiza Bekaba. Even though Aravi Meiloi came to Mifsak Mechita Mitatoi, so it's not good. And the case when it is good is like Aravas Tarnagoyla. Even though it's Mifsak Mechitsta Hanagia. So in Abayi we have a difference here between Kfiza Bekaba, where there is no Tziruf, and Arevas Tarnagoylem, where there is a Tziruf. So what are the two cases? Which one is, when is it not good, when is it yeah good? So Rashi says when it's going Dechot Kviza Bekaba, that you made an inside part in your Kli, you have a wall in the middle of the Kli, and part of the Kli, part of the Mincha is in the outer part of the Kli, and part of it is in the inner part of the Kli. That even though they're Me'urav Begoydesh HaKli, because they're not Me'urav inside the Kli, so they're not Mitztarif. Hashinkin Arevas Tarnagoylem, where the Mitzurf in the Kli itself, so they are Mitzarf. That's how Rashi learns the word of Abayi. So the Briskarov and the Chazon Ish both ask on this Pshat in Rashi that we need a pasuk to say that when the Mincha, there's no Negiyah Bechal in the Mincha inside the Kli, only in the Goydesh HaKli, that we would have thought that you could do Kmitza, Kamash on the pasuk that you cannot do Kmitza. So he asked from the Gemara earlier on Dav Zayin, that's before that you can't do Kmitza from the Goydesh HaKli. Even in one Kli without any walls inside of the Kli. If all of the Mincha is in one Kli, but some of it is piled up, it's above the walls of the Kli, so you can't do Kmitza from that part, because it won't be Niskadish Hidei of the Kli. So why do we need a Pasuk to be Mamayit, the case when the whole Tziruf is Begoydesh HaKli, there even if there wouldn't be any walls in the Kli, you could not do Kmitza. Tzorachim B'Divrei Rashi. Hakobanim, that's how Rashi learns that as long as there is a chibur inside the walls of the Kli, in the confines of the walls of the Kli, then it's called one mincha, and you could do kmitza. That's mavur from Rashi. But the Rambam seems to argue. The Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Sulei Mukdash, Malacha Chaf Beis, says the Rambam, Hoya Kli cholok b'mechitza milamayla, u'me'urav milamata, kaimitza imenu. If the Kli had a mechitza on top, on the upper part of the Kli, but in the lower part of the Kli, it's all Me'uruf, so then you could do Kmitza. Why does the Rambam say the Kitzir this way? That the Mechitza is on the top of the upper half of the Kli, and that Me'uruf on the bottom. According to Rashi, as long as at some point within the walls of the Kli, there's a Chibur, so it's fine. There's no nafkamina whether it's on the bottom part of the Mincha or the top part of the Mincha. As long as the wall doesn't go from top to bottom, there's some connection inside the Kli, so Rashi, you should be able to do Kmitza. However, the Rambam seems to argue. The Rambam learned the Gemara not like Rashi. And when the Chibur is on the upper half of the Kli, not like Rashi, that it was in the Goydesh of the Kli. Yeah, but if the Chibur is in the upper part of the Kli, but there's a Mechitza on the bottom part of the Kli, then it's not Mitzarif, even though the Chibur is within the confines of the Kli. That's when the mechitz is only on the upper part of the kli. But in the bottom part of the kli, it's mechuper, then it's yemet tarif. So the Rambam, that seems to be the Rambam in the Gemara, and lefi the Rambam, it's miyoshu the question of the Briska Rav and the Chazon Ish. We were never donning where, that the chibur was on the goydesh of the kli, like Rashi says. Always, both cases of kfiza bekaba in harevas tarnagoylim, the chibur was within the walls of the kli. Just if the chibur is on top, but the mechitz is on the bottom, then it's not good. But if the chibur is on the bottom and the mechitz is on top, then it is good. What's pshat in this chiluk of the Rambam? So this is a klal v'chor, anytime we're talking about a mechitza, the halacha is, for instance, that a mechitza tluya in a materetz. If you want to make a mechitza between two different things, either for dine Shabbos to carry, or for anything that you need a mechitza on, kilayim, anytime that you need a mechitza. So if the mechitza starts on the ground and it goes up 10 tefachim, so it's a kosher mechitza. But if the mechitza is 3 tefachim above the ground, if 3 tefachim of air between the mechitza and the ground, even if your mechitza is 100 feet tall, it's not going to be a good mechitza. Mechitza tluya eina materetz. When the mechitza is hung up, it's higher up, it's not good. It's Gemara in Eruvin, and Sukkah also applies to in Dinei Sukkah. And the reason is very simple, because the mechitza is supposed to separate two parts, the ground over here and the ground over there. This is inside my sukkah, and that's out of my sukkah. This is inside my Rosh HaSayochid, and that's out of my Rosh HaSayochid. So therefore, the mechitza has to start from the ground and go up from there. But if the mechitza does not start from the ground, rather it's lifted up above the ground, so it's not a mechitza. Even though it's very, very high, it can go up to the sky. But and on the level of the ground, it doesn't make a separation, so we don't care that it goes up higher. So that's all the klal, really all mechitza. It has to separate from the bottom. And then even if the mechitza doesn't go up to the top, once the mechitza starts from the bottom, as long as it's 10 tefachim high, which is the height of the mechitza, then it's considered that it's mavdil ararakia. It goes up forever. So the Rambam Kinnira held that this same distinction exists here, lagabi the kli. When we have the mincha that's in the kli, but the kli has a wall, does the wall make it like two different kalim? Or does the wall say that no, that it has this wall that happens to be with inside the kli, but it's still one kli? So it's totally. If the wall starts from the bottom and goes up, so that made it as two different kalim. Even though on top it does connect, but it's not enough of a connection because the wall on the bottom already made it like two different kalim. Now, she'en kein, if on the bottom the mincha is connected and the wall only starts higher up, so then we look at it as one kli. And that wall does not work to differentiate it as two different kalim. That's Kinnira the Pshat in the Rambam. L'maisa, here you don't need 3 tefachim. Here, as long as it's mashin the Rambam, as long as it's a mashu above the bottom of the kli. If the wall starts a little bit above the bottom of the kli and the mincha it's connected underneath, that's okay. Here we don't have the shear of gimel tefachim. The Rishonim say in Erevin Daf Yudim Mebeitz that in kalim there's no din of lavud. Only by mechitzas, real mechitzas, that making walls and houses and sukkahs, things like this, there's din of lavud. But in a kli, any hole is considered a hole. There's no klal of lavud bekele. So as long as the mincha has some connection on the bottom, even if it's less than 3 tefachim, as long as some connection on the bottom, and then the wall starts above that, so that wall doesn't work to differentiate the mincha into two separate minochas. Another point here about this kfiza bekaba, which is not a good kmitza, there's a gemara later on, and afkuvav, and Krieger's mitzayin over here, to tezen afkuvav medbez. The Gemara there brings a machlekes Rebbe and Chachamim and Rav Kuvav and Aleph. When a person is makabel to bring a mincha with X number of esreinus, one can bring a mincha from between 1 and 60 esreinus, 1, 10, 15, 23. Until 60, you could bring in one mincha. And he said how many esreinus he's going to bring. And then afterwards he forgot. He forgot how many he said. So what do we do now? So the Chachamim say that you bring one mincha of 60 esreinus, and you say, however much I was mekabel the first time, that's a minchas choiva. And the remainder should be a minchas nedava. That's a chum saying. Rebbe says, no, that doesn't work. It's a problem with having two minochas in one kli. You don't know which is this one. You don't know which was that one. So according to Rebbe, there's no, you can't do such a thing of bringing two minochas. Never you have to bring a minchah of one esaron, a minchah of two esaronis, a minchah of three esaronis, all the way till 60. And you say, whichever one is my minchas choiva, that should be a choiva. And all of the rest, all my other 59 minachas, are all minchas nedava. So the Gemara goes to explain what's the machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Why did the Chacham say you could bring two menachas in one kli? And Rebbe says you can't bring two menachas in one kli. So the Gemara goes on to explain that lefi Rebbe, the problem is that you can't do kmitza twice from one kli. So then the Gemara has a question on Navkovov Mebeis. If that's the whole problem, so we have a good, instead of bringing 60 menachas lefi Rebbe, just bring two menachas. One of 60 Yisrainis, and one of one Yisrain. And you say like this, the mincha that has 60 Yisrainis, however much of it is my carbon chayva, should be a chayva. The rest should be a carbon edava. Together with the one mincha, the one Yisrain in the other kli, that one Yisrain plus whatever much in the other kli is in edava should be in edava. And the other, and the rest that's a carbon chayva should be a carbon chayva. That's the Gemara's idea. And then you do kmitza from each kli. You do kmitza from the one which is going to definitely in the nedava, and you do kmitza from the one that has 60 as being a carbon chayva. That's the Gemara there. Asks Taisus and Daf Kuvav and Beis Divrei Maschal Efsher. How can you do such a thing? We have one mincha which has part of it in kli A, and part of it in kli B. And you're doing kmitza from the part that's in kli A to work for also the chelik of the mincha which is in kli B. So he says, how can you do such a thing? He brings the Gemara by Yazan Daf Chav Dalet that you can't, minam mechubar, lafuke kfiza bekapa, and it doesn't help that they're mechubar on top. We need to be mechubar the whole way across. So the fact that menachas are touching on top doesn't allow you to do kmitza from one on the other. That's the question of Tezan Daf Kuvav Mebis. And he says that the Teretz Tzayis is that you need to say the Pshat in the Gemara there is that the Mechubar like a Revas Tarnagoylim. If it would be Mechubar like a Kviza Bekamba, so it would not work. That's the Tzayis. So the Sfasemis there says that he doesn't understand the question of Tzayis. Why do Tzayis have so shver? There's a very big chiluk between our Gemara and Daf Chav Dalet and the Nidon there and Daf Kuv Vav. By us, we're talking about that you bring a Chatzi Sarin in one part and another Chatzi Sarin in the other one. So there says the Sfasemis, we're trying to get the shear of a mincha. You don't have a shear of the mincha. So because it's not enough of a chibur, the chibur which is like a kviza bekaba, is not enough of a chibur, so you don't have the whole mincha in one kli. That's your chisar. But if you have a shear of a nisar in one kli, and you also have, but the mincha, you said a mincha of 10 esrenis. You have one nisar in one kli, and 9 esrenis in the other kli. So the fact that it's enough, says the Sfasemis, that the mechubur on top, to allow you to do kmitza from one on the other. Once you're for sure doing kmitza in a kli that has in it a shir mincha, so the fact that the rest of the mincha is in another kli, the other 9 esrenis are in another kli, as long as they're touching on top, that's for sure good enough. Brings the Sfasemis a mashal to this. That Taisa says in Menachas and Daf Ayin and in Pesachim and Daf Lamed Hei, that for the shir of challah, the shir of the amount of isa, of dough, that's mechayiv in challah, if you have two doughs that are next to each other, but there's no real chibur between them. The chibur is called, then they're not mitzarif. The chibur is before the mishnah is in challah, you need neshicha. That when you pull off one, so it leaves a mark on the other one. They're like biting each other. So if they're enough attached that there's a neshicha between them, then they are mitzarif for the shir of challah. However, says Taisus, if you already have the shir of challah, and now you have a few lumps of dough, and all of them have the shir of challah, and you want to take challah from one to be matir all of them. In that case, we don't need a chibur like the level of neshicha. It's enough with a lower level of chibur to say that the taking of the challah from one should work for the other. So says the Sfasemis, I see, and I'm trying to get the shir, so I need it to be mamish one. But once I already have the shir, I'm just being mafrish, a chelek, and that I want it to be matir everything, so I don't need it to be mamish one in order to work. So says the Sfasemis, it should be the same thing by a mincha. Lula Divri Atesu says the Sfasemis, I would say the same thing by a mincha. The Gemara by Oz and Daf Chav Dalet is when you don't have a shir isarit. So you want to make an isarit. So on that, if there's no real chibur in the two halves of the mincha, then you do not make any. Then you do not make it into an isarit. Masha'in came. The Gemara and Daf Kuvav, there already is an isarit in one kli. Just I said 10 or 20, I don't know what I said, but I said more than one. So I want that the kmitza that I'm doing on this one should work for the things that are on the other side of the kli. It's enough that they're touching. That's about enough to be the chibur. Akan divri asfasemis. I'm telling you before not that way. Today's there is mavur. That not only when I want to be mechaber one isarin, that I need it to be mechuber mamish. Also, if I said 10 esrainis and I need to be mechaber all 10, I need them to be mechuber mamish. So it seems that Taisus holds that the shear of an isarin by mincha is different than the shear of that there is by chala. By chala, it's the shear is the minimum shear. How much dough do you need to be mischayif? Only when you're needing a lot of dough, when you're making a lot of bread, are you chayiv in chala. Once you got to that shear, so you can add on as much as you want. You got to the minimum shear that's necessary for challah. By a mincha, the shear of an isarin is not a minimum shear. A mincha could either be brought as one isarin, or two esrainis, or three, or five, or 10, or 20, or 30. The mincha, whatever you're bringing, that is the shear of the mincha. If a person says, I'm bringing 30 esrainis, so there's no nafkamina between his 30 esrainis and between someone else's one isarin. The shear of the mincha is an entire 30 esrainis. And if a little bit of the 30 esrainis got lost, so the mincha is pasal because chisar salta. It's a mincha shechasra. So that now becomes the shear of the whole mincha. So there's no nafkamina between trying to get one isarin when a person says one isarin, trying to get 30 esrainis when a person has 30 esrainis. All of those are the shear of the gufa mincha. So therefore we need a chibur mamish in order to get that shear. And that's only when it's like a Revas Tarnagoylim, and not when it's like a Kfiza Bekaba. Now you come to the next topic of the Gemara, of Tziruv Kli and Chibur Mayim. Does Tziruv Kli also work to get to the din of Chibur Mayim? The Nagi of Tziruv Kli, and now to Mitami a third thing, a day Chibur Mayim. So Rashi says the case is that you had an Isarin and you split it up on two different sides of the Kli. And another chatz yisarin is outside of the kli, and it's mechubra idei tziruv mayim. Does that work? So Rashi talking about the one outside of the kli is a chatz yisarin. That sounds like for sure we're talking about a mincha. If we're talking about chulin, we wouldn't be talking about dafka shir of an yisarin. However much chulin you have, whatever you have outside, you can have an apple outside the kli. That's mechubra idei tziruv mayim. Seems that Rashi learned that the din here would only be negei legabi kodesh. The Kodesh is outside. Rashi Sarach Bir, the din of Chibur Mayim is not a unique din by Kodesh. The Chumr of Tziruv Kli is a unique din by Kodesh. But the din of Chibur Mayim is a klal and tairus. The things that are mischabra, they mayim, so if you touch one, it's mtami the other one. Taisir deals with this, to understand the klal, when we say it, when we not say it, Taisir Maschel, Tziruv Kli, Chibur Mayim. But Akoponim is a klal and tairus always, even by Chulin. So why does Rashi have to say that the thing outside the Kli is Kodesh? Of other things inside the Kli need to be Kodesh, because the din of Tziruv Kli is only by Kodesh. But what's outside the Kli could be even Chulin. So Rabbi Malin in Simla Lamed Ches brings a riot from this Rashi that the whole din of Tziruv Kli is only Mitami Lagabe Kodesh. Not only is the Gufa, the thing that's Nitma, that has to be Kodesh, that if I touch one thing of Kodesh, the other one that's Kodesh is Nitma. But the whole Tumah that the second one gets is only Lagabi Kodesh. But Lagabi Chulin and Truma, it's still considered Tar. If so, how could the thing that's Nitma, Idei Tziruv Kli, go be Metame Chulin or Truma? That's why Rashi had to say that the thing that's outside the Kli is also a Mincha. It's also Kodesh. So because it was Mekabel Tumah Lagabi Kodesh, so now that could go weiter to mitami the thing outside the kli, which is also kodesh. That's a good makar from this Rashi. He was also medayke from the lashon and mishnah there. And kli mitar from Asha b'soichay la kodesh. Mishnah doesn't say ba kodesh, but rather la kodesh. Only four dinim of kodshim do we consider this as being tami. But ikar inyan here of tziruv mayim, the stipler by us in Simin Yud Zayin, Dan's that how could it be that things that are nischaber de mayim are better than things that are touching each other? As we said earlier in this year, the from Teis and Chulin and Daf Kuf Yud Chesam and Beis, and Teis was mechich from our Gemara, that two foods that are touching each other, if one of them is nitma, the other one is not nitma. So if they're only touching each other, they water, so and they're not even touching each other bechlal, how could that be any better Then touching each other mamish, which is not considered a chibur. So the stipler wants to say that maybe chibur mayim is similar to neshicha, which we said earlier is a klal by challah. that when you pull one away, if it makes an indentation on the other one, then that's enough of a chibur. So maybe a chibur mayim is similar to that. Now that things got wet, they're a little bit more connected. But he brings a mission shvul yoyim that we're not that way. The mission is also brought in chulin and afkuf chaf chasam ad aleph. That the chibur that we need for tumah is that when you pull one, the second one also comes with it. Not just it makes an indentation on the one that's left. But if I pull half, so the other half will also be lifted up. So vada by chibur mayim, we don't have that. So different the maskana of the stapler is that the whole din of chibur mayim is a dindra abonin. Nidaraisa vada, there's no tumah de chibur mayim. It's not any better than negiya mamish. Midrabanan, they said that chibur mayim also can make a chibur. We now come to the next topic of the Gemara, which is Isarin shecholkai v'nitma echa mihen v'nicho bebisa. Chazar tfuliyoyim v'naga ba'isi tamei. So you have half of the Isarin is tamei, half of the Isarin is tar. And then the tfuliyoyim touches the half that's tamei. Do we say that also in this case he could be tamei the other one? Or no? Kfar savala tuma. It already is filled up with tuma. And it can't get any more tuma on it. Oh, so before we get into the nidin of savala tuma, so this important point here in the Rashi. Rashi says that the case is that it was nitma outside of the kli, and then you put both of them inside the kli. And the fact that both of them are in the kli together, you don't say that one is mitame the other one. Telahu vade le mahani tziruv shiachzer zevi itame ezeh. Sharei le hoya bekli b'shas tuma. Even though both of them are in the kli, and one of them is tame, one of them is tar, the one that's tame cannot be mitame the one that's tar. Tziruv kli does not work for that. That's what Rashi says. Also, Rashi in Chagiga Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis says the same thing. The whole din of tziruv kli is only when someone touches one part that's in the kli. That's considered he touched the other part. But if you have two halves, you put them in a kli, and one is tummy and one is tar, it's not mitame the other one. So the Turi Evin there asks that what's that meichitesi. Yechetesi is that way. I, which with our Gemara? Our Gemara is Charmucha like Rashi. Because if we say not like Rashi, so just by putting them inside the Kli, maybe they should want to be Mithami the other. Says the Turei Evan that you can say a different shot in the Gemara. That the original Tumah that it got was idea Tful Yoim. So when a Tful Yoim touches something, it's not Mithami something else. It itself becomes Tami. Tful Yoim is only Paisel. He's not Mithami. So before we're in Tyrus. That he can pasel kodesh, that in itself becomes pasel, but it does not go to be mitami anything else. The thing that the tefuliyim touches can't go be mitami another thing. So we could say the case of the Gemara is that the original tumma that this chatzisarin had was idea tefuliyim, and that's why when you put them in the kli, it's not memela that it's mitami, that the half that's mitami is mitami the half that's tar. Because something that's nitma idea tefuliyim cannot go be chayzeru mitami. But if something was nitma, they tuma mamish, if his sherets fell on one half of the yisarin, and now you put them in a kli, the Turi Evin holds that this half will be mitami the other half. That's the opinion of the Turi Evin. However, Rashi not hold of the doichak of the Turi Evin to say we're talking medavka was nitma day at full yom. Rashi learned the Gemara Gepshutai, and Rashi was mechir from our Gemara. This is said that the din of tir of kli does not work to say that one half can be mitami the other half. The only thing that Tziruv Kli works, according to Rashi, is that a Maisa Negiya in one of them is considered a Maisa Negiya in the other one also. We can look at them as being one, that when I touch one, it's Kilo I touch the other one. That according to Rashi, that's what it has the ability to do. The Turi Evin holds that Tziruv Kli works to make it one Mamish. And therefore, this half is considered touching that half. And it can be Mitamit. Rashi holds no, that Tziruv Kli doesn't work akdei kach to make them one. The Tziruv Kli says that a Maisa Negiya in one is also considered a Maisa Negiya in the other. It's a choshev yisoid, and that's what we're in Rashi here, and Rashi is mechiach from our sugya. Kevin Ira asks another point on the suffix of the Gemara, that once the Maisa, one of them was nitma, so it's no longer tzarech l'kli. Right? There's no point of putting a mincha that's tummy in a kli. Can't be makaved as a mincha anymore. So the Gemara came out earlier on the Amud that the holding of Tziruv Kli is only for Tzarech L'Kli. But something that's Eino Tzarech L'Kli, Eino Kli Netzarech for you. So the Maisa, this Chatzi Isor, which was already tummy when you put it in the Kli, it's Eino Tzorech L'Kli. So how is it Shaykh Tzir of Kli B'Kla? Answers the Karen Aira that it's true that right now it's no longer Tzorech L'Kli, but it was Tzorech L'Kli. And as we mentioned earlier, the Taisa says that by Shari Mincha, which were originally Tzorech L'Kli, so then there is a din of Tzir of Kli. Even though right now, they do not need a Tzir of Kli. So the Karen Aira says the same thing is true by the Chatzi Isor and Shenitma. Even though right now it's not Tzorech L'Kli, because it was originally Tzorech L'Kli, so therefore we say the Anit Adin of Tzir of Kli. Arkan Divrei HaKaren Aira. Basically, just to point out, there's a Chiddush over here. It's not exactly similar to Shari Mincha. By the Shari Mincha, the Torah says they were originally Tzorech L'Kli, it's not just what they needed, it's also what they had. The Hainu, I need to put the whole Mincha in a Kli to do Kemitza. So the Shari Mincha needed to be in a Kli for them to get their din right now, to be Roy, to be Shari Mincha. Now, Shengi, in this Chatzi Yisarin, you never did a Kemitza on it. It was Nidma before you did Kemitza. So it was supposed to be in a Kli. It wanted to get into a Kli. But Lamaisa, it never actually got there. It never got to the point where its din right now is to be in a Kli for its Hechsher. The Shari Mincha were in a Kli and that was necessary for them for their Hechsher. This Chatzi Sarin was never in a Kli that was actually necessary for its Hechsher. Because you never did its Hechsher on it. You never did a Kemitz on it. But the Karen Aira held there's no difference. He held that the Klal of that Taisa says that it was sort of a Kli means as long as it has Shaychus to a Kli, so that was enough. So the Chatzi Sarin was supposed to be in a Kli. That's enough to call it Tzorech L'Kli for the din of Tzir of Kli. In the Iker din of Sava L'Toma, so the Karen Aira points out that the Chor we say this is similar to the Klal, we know of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Something is already Usser, can't become Usser again. It's already Usser because of the first reason. And therefore, the second Isser is not Chal. It says the Karen Aira, we see an important difference between them. By Ein Isser Chalal Isser, when the second Isser is not Chal, Gemara says in Yevamis and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph that the second Isser is Mitla Toli Vikoy. It waits around, and when the first Isser is Poka, when the first Isser leaves, so now the second Isser is Chal. Gemara there says that if Ein Isser Chal al Isser, so the Isser of Achos Ish is not Chal on Ishas Ach. If an Ish was already Usher to me because she's Ishas Ach, she's my brother's wife, and then she becomes Achos Ish, then I marry your sister. So the Isser Achos Ish is not Chal. However, once she falls to Yibum, and the Isser Ishas Ach is Poka, so now the Isser Achos Ish is Chal. Because Isser Achos Ish, even though it wasn't Chal, it was Mitla Toli V'Koy. And also many other places mention this call of Mitla Toli V'Koy. But in our sugya by Sova L'Tumah Tumah, we're not this way. That if the second Tumah is not Chal, B'Shaitoy, so even when the first Tumah is Poka, so the second Tumah won't be Chal B'Chlal. You see from the Gemara's right by Viloin, that if it misses its chance, then it's never Chal. L'chor the Chiluk is Poshut, that by Isurim, there's no reason for the Isser to leave. If someone is an Achos Ish to me, so that always stays there. It's not the Maisa Kiddushin that I marry her sister is what makes her Usher B'Achos Ish. What makes her Usher B'Achos Ish is the fact that she is the wife of the sister of my wife. That makes her an Achos Ish. So even though the Isser wasn't Chal B'Shas Kiddushin, when I married her sister, the Isser wasn't Chal, but the Sivasa Isser is the Korva. And that always exists. So even though it wasn't Chal B'Shaita, it will be Chal later on. Mashengin by Tumah, the Maisa Tumah is Mitame. It's not the fact that I once touched a Sheretz makes me Tame today. It's the act of touching the Sheretz makes me Tame today. If I touch a Sheretz and then I go into the Mikvah, so I'm Tahr. I touch a Sheretz. Yeah. But the act of touching the Sheretz made me Tame. So now I was Mitar. I went into the Mikvah. That doesn't make, the Siba doesn't stay around forever that I once touched a Sheretz. By Surin, the Kurva of Achos Ish or whatever this Sibas Isser is, that Sibas is always there. So once the first Isser is Poka, the second Isser could be Chal. Mashengin by Tumah, it's the Maisa Negiyah is Metame. And if it wasn't Metame B'Shaitoy, then it also will not be Metame later on. But here we find another Chiluk between Isser Chal Isser and Sovol Tumah. Is that in our sugya it's clear that a Tumah Chamur can Chal be Chal and a Tumah Kala. That's before in the Gemara. Ashenkin by Ein Isser Chal al Isser, most Tanoim hold And even in Isser Chomer, not Chala, and Isser Kal. Taisus increases in Daf Yudalad and Mebeis, different Maschel Nises, is Mechadish, that according to some, Isser Chomer is Chala and Isser Kal. But it's not a double pressure that Isser Chomer is Chala and Isser Kal. Taisus there in his question, held not this way. So Maishna from Sobolotuma. Chayyim the Teretz is clear from the words of the Gemara. Here the Gemara says, Sovala Tumma. Where doesn't say that Ein Tumma Chalo Al Tumma? But Sovala Tumma. It's filled up with Tumma. Something that's already filled up with Tumma does not allow room for any more Tumma. It's already filled up. There's no more room left. But a Tumma Kala allows room for Tumma Chamura, obviously. Because it's not filled up in that way. It's only filled up to the level of Tumma Kala. But it still has room left for Tumma Chamura. Isser Chalal Isser Kanir is not this type of klal of Sovala. There's no room left for another Isser. Ruchaim Shmulevitz explained the klal of Ein Isser Chalal Isser is that Isser means you're bound up. That's the actual translation of the word of Asur is to be tied up. Whenever the Torah asurs me, it ties me down. I can't go do something. So says Ruchaim Shmulevitz, you can't be tied up twice. Once you're already not allowed to do it, so you're already Asur. Once already usher, it can become usher again. You're already not allowed to do it, so we can't tell you don't do it when you're already not allowed to do it. So therefore, also an isser chomer cannot be chalan and isser kal. The svara would say, because lemaisa it's usher for me to do it, so he can't tell me again don't do it when I already can't do it. Mashna whether it's chomer or kal. Mashengin here the problem is there's no room sovala tuma. There's no room for the second tuma to be chal. A tumma, it could be chalal tumma. There's no problem be'etzim and tumma being chalal tumma. The problem is that it's filled up. But once there is extra room, so then it could be chal. Another nekuda in the din of sovala tumma. It's a question that the Rishonim asked. That the Gemara's mavur in Krisos, daf chaf aleph, and Baba Kama, daf ayin zayin, that if you take a nevela, a chati beitz of nevela, and you put dough on it, so the nevela, because it is mitztarif to the shear of the dough to be mekabel tumas eichlim, a nevela or a paraduma, anything which is seifel l'tami tumah chamur, anything which is going to be an avatuma, so that could be mitztarif to also to a lower level of tumah to be mekabel tumas eichlim. So we show him ask that lemaisa how you're going to be metameit sovel l'tumah, like the Gemara says vayos. Once something is already tummy, the nevela is already tummy. So now, when you touch it, it can become tummy again. So the Ramban in Shuas and Daf Yud Aleph, there's a long shtickle. At the end of the shtickle, he asks this question. The Ramban says two answers, and each of them very choshev yisoid here in the Ramban. The Ramban says at the end, "V'loy kash." The Hazam kishenogat ful yoyim boizay chelak tummy. Chikamina nanan binogat bikabitzo kamina. The Gemara by Yosef Menachas is talking about you touch the one that's tummy. So that's Sovala tuma, and it can't be mitame the other one. Mashengin, the Gemara there is talking about that the one whose person who's tame touched the dough which is tar. So there's no problem of sovala tuma. Then the Ramban says another teretz. The hasamein akli mitzarfon. Avalacha shenoygin zebo ze keechod ein chashuvin. Gemara by us, it's not sheikh tzir of kli. Mashengin, the Gemara there that it's all attached. So then there's no problem of sovala tuma. What's shot in that teretz? So Rabbi Chanan, in Koyet Surim, in Sochman, Ois Kuf Pehe, says the two drachim in the Ramban here are two drachim how to understand every maga tumma. If I have a big piece of meat, and I'm tummy, and I touch one part of it, all of it is tummy. Yesh lachker, how did the part that I didn't touch become tummy? I only touched one side. How did all of it become tummy? Is the pshat that it's all one piece of meat? And therefore, it's enough to touch a chelek to be mitami the whole thing. A negiyah b'miksas is enough to be mitami. Or the pshat is, I know, that we look at it as a negiyah b'kuloy. Because it's all one thing, so a negiyah b'miksas is considered like a negiyah b'kuloy. I know, is it enough with a negiyah b'miksas? Or a negiyah b'miksas is called a negiyah b'kuloy. So Rabbi Chanan says, these are the two drachim of the Ramban. First teretz to the Ramban held, that it's enough with a negiyah b'miksas, but it's not called a negiyah b'kuloy. So what's shot in the Gemara there? How could you be mitame? If you touch the part that's already tame, you touch the nevela, so it won't be mitame. So it must be that you don't touch the nevela, rather you touch the butzik. And therefore it could be mekabel tuma, because there's no problem there of savala tuma. Touch the nevela, there's a problem of savala tuma. We touch the other part, there's no problem of savala tuma. That's the first charge of the Ramban. The second charge of the Ramban is, I know, that it's considered negiya bekuloi. And negiya b'miksas is considered negiya bekuloi. So even if you touch the part that's already tame, there's no problem of savala tuma. Because it's considered you touched all parts of it. Because it's all mechubber, so it's considered negiya in every single part of it. So you're also touching the part that's tar. So there's no problem of savala tuma. That's a very geshmak, and that's pshat in the Ramban. But the Ramban was bothered, so what's the pshat by us? It's clear that this second teretz, the Ramban said, also by us, let's say that. If in the second teretz, I'm a chadish, that's considered negiya bekuloi, so why do we have a problem by us of savala tuma? No, when you touched one part, you also touched the other part. Because it's all one thing. So the Ramban added in a few words. Again, I'll read the words of the Ramban. The Hasam, there, meaning in Menachis, in our sugya, ein akli mitzarfa. Because of Savala Tuma, so we say that the Kli is not mitzarefit. What the Ramban means is the following, that even though there's a cloud that by Tuma, that in Negiya B'miksas is in Negiya B'kula, it's considered you touched all of it, that's only when it is already one thing. When it's one thing, so then I say the Negiya B'etzim is the Negiya in the whole thing. By tzir of kli, so it's the din of the tzir of kli, the chumrah is to look at it as like a negiya bekulay, but it's an extrapolation. I take the negiya really here is only in one thing because not actually attached. I'm able to look at the negiya here as being a negiya in everything. That's what I'm able to do, but it's not bechefzo one. It doesn't start off as being one. So here the Gemara says I need to be a maisa negiya, a maisa metame. In this one, that allows me to look at it as a maisa mitami in the other parts. But if what I did, it's savala tuma, and that wasn't maisa of a maga tuma, so I'm not able to look at it as being a maisa maga tuma in the other half. When things are mamish connected, I take dough and I stick it on a piece of meat, they're mamish connected, it became one, so then a negiya bekula is bechefta negiya in the whole thing. Mashengin bayot, it's not bechefta negiya in the whole thing. It's a maisa negiya in this, in this half, I'm able to look at it as a maisa negi in the second half. But if in this half it's savala tuma, and this is not a maisa maga, tuma, so maybe it's not a maisa maga in the second half. That comes out from the Ramban, that's a new daher in our sugya. See the first charge of the Ramban, it was more simple. First charge of the Ramban was that also over there there's a problem of savala tuma. Because you only look at it as a negi of a mixas. It's never considered a negi of a kulay. Just a negi of a mixas is enough to be mitame. So if you're touching, so bain by us, and bain when it's one mamish, if you're touching the part that's tame, then it doesn't go to the second half. But in the second half of the Ramban, where he's machadish, that it's a maisa maga in the whole thing, so then the Ramban said, by us we can't say that. Because by us, the only way we look at it as being a maisa maga in the whole thing, is ayidei that is a maisa maga in the thing that you touched. Because here there's no chibur mamish. So because of savala tuma, it's not considered a maisa maga in that half that you touched. Just to talk very quickly about the last sugya here, of the three halves of the mincha that are split up, and then doing kmitza from one on the other. Someone asks at the end of the sugya, that how do you do kmitza? There's a sixth of the koimetz, which is chaser, because it's for the part of the, for the, it's going on the chatzi sorim, which is not part of the actual mincha. The shail is, why is it called that the koimetz is chaser? I did a full koimetz. Nothing is lacking in the koimetz. You see here a klal about the koimetz, that the koimetz, the shame koimetz is chal on how much it's matir in the shirayim. And because the koimetz went on all parts here, it also was going on that chelek, and that chelek is not an actual part of the mincha, so maybe the koimetz is also chaser. Because the koimetz is supposed to be matir, is trying to be matir that part, and that's not part of the mincha. So the koimetz gets split up, and the chelek goes on that part, and that's not part of the mincha, so it's, something is lacking in the koimetz. The maskana of the Gemara, though, is that you're able to do kmitza. Ravashi says it's because koymitz v'daita de koyin talya milsa, and therefore the koymitz is mechavin only for what's part of the mincha, and not for what's not part of the mincha. So there's a point here that Rashi later on in the Ayin Rav Amid Beis says in one pshat in Rashi that the problem of having too much soilas in the mincha is because the kmitza goes also for the extra soilas, and the koymitz is a koymitz achaser. Because the koimetz is working for a sarin and a half, and that's too much. So the koimetz in proportionally to the Sarin is lacking, because some of the Koimetz is also working for the extra Seilus which is in the Mincha. So Taisus there asks, Taisus 9, Vav Mabeis, Divir Masal, Kolam Enochis. Taisus asks, what's the problem? Gemara says by us, that Koimetz V'dayte de Koyin Talya Milsa. So there's no problem. Your das is only for the thing that's part of the Mincha Mamish. So why should there be a problem of Koimetz Al-Chaser? Taisus therefore argues on Rashi. The Sheet of Ayas in Ais Vav answers up Rashi, and he says it's different over here. Here, there are things that are mavurer. Each one is identified. So then the kmitza from one, you can identify that you're working for this chatzi yisarin and that chatzi yisarin. And therefore, it's not a problem in the kmitz. Now, Shankin, the case when you just have extra soilus in the mincha, so it's not, there's no identification of what's yet part of the mincha and what's not part of the mincha. And there we don't say that the das ha-kohen could be kaveya. There's nothing clearly defined at what it's working on, so there's no, the das of the kohen doesn't have the koyach to be koyveya. Ad kan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.